Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Brett Boyd. Brett Boyd is an independent music professional who works as a guitarist, lyricist, composer, producer, and educator. He has collaborated with a wide range of artists, including members of the bands Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, in genres ranging from world music to punk rock, acoustic rock, and electronica. After graduating from college with a BA in English, Brett moved to Tokyo, Japan, where he began his music career by working for EMI Music Publishing Japan and Virgin Music Japan, and helped to administer one of the world's most vital music catalogs, which includes songs recorded by Carole King, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, John Lennon, Guns N' Roses, and Metallica, to name a few. Brett continued to live and work in Japan until the birth of his first son, Max, then moved back to Northern California and started his music school, Guitar School Rocks, which offers music education and artist development to students of all ages and ability levels. Today, Brett lives in Mill Valley, California with his wife and two boys and is dedicated to helping others enjoy the benefits of both listening to and making music. I'll be playing one of Brett's original songs, Fallen, during the show. To connect with Brett Boyd online, visit his website, www.guitarschoolrocks.com. Welcome, Brett.
Hi, Margot. Thank you for having me today. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on my show. When I think of someone who's living their music, you definitely come to mind.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I've been listening to your shows for some time now, and I know you have a variety of guests, and living your music really means just following your passion and following your heart, and that's something that we all need to be reminded to do. But for me, in my case, it's definitely been about the music and the guitar.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And you're right. It's about living your passion and living what you feel called to do. That's what this show's about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Wayne Dyer means by living your music, and what I mean by living your music. It means to do what you feel called to do, and you have felt called to do music. Did you?
I have. I haven't been able to get rid of that calling.
Did you start out in music really, really young?
Well, I grew up with music. Both of my parents were musicians, and as a matter of fact, my mother to this day is still teaching piano. She's in her 80s. She's been teaching for more than 40 years. But for me, it was in the house. It was all classical and jazz music, and which I liked. But it wasn't until I was a little bit older, when I got in middle school, and I started hearing bands like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and some of the rock music that came out of the 70s and 80s. That's when my ears really opened up, and I decided I needed to learn how to play guitar and make that sound, that electric guitar sound.
Yeah, there's
that's
nothing
really
like the sound of a guitar, is there? You know, it's just a really special sound.
I love it. I think the guitar is just the most amazing instrument ever. It's so versatile, and especially with the advent of electricity, you can do it can be heard in so many different ways, and it's very versatile. You can carry it around with you, or plug it into a huge amplifier and shake the walls.
That is so true. I remember, speaking of Wayne Dyer, I remember talking to Sky Dyer, his daughter, about it. She loves music and she loves singing and writing songs, and she plays piano, but she doesn't play guitar. So that's one of the things she was telling me, Brett, is that she wants to learn to play guitar, because it is a way that you can have it with you. You know, it's so much easier to bring a guitar than a piano.
That's true. Yes, a lot easier. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think it was Segovia who said that the guitar is like a little orchestra. You know, if you can make each of those six strings sing a different voice. You've got a mini orchestra that you can work with there.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Isn't that nice?
I love that. Yeah,
but it does take some practice to make that happen.
Oh yes, I remember trying to learn to play guitar when I was in about seventh grade. I took a few guitar lessons, and it hurt my left hand. I have really long nail beds, and so the on my left hand, and it really hurt a lot. And also, the guy was trying to teach me songs that I didn't really connect with. I didn't really want to learn, and so it was no fun. And
right.
That brings me to your guitar school.
So many people have those stories. Yes, yeah. That's right. In my guitar school, I really try to make it fun for the kids. I do make it fun for them. And it's a great thing because when they come to their first lesson, I can say, okay, so, you know, what's your favorite song? You know, what band do you like? Or what are you interested in playing? And we can totally tailor the lessons to what the students want to learn and make it fun for them. And it's kind of a new concept in studying music and guitar. It's more traditional just to start with the basics and to learn the skills and to bear through it. But I don't think there's any reason why you can't start out with having it fun. And then as your skills develop, you can learn more techniques and keep expanding and growing and balance the hard work with the enjoyment of it.
That is so true. My husband, Dudley, has been playing guitar for, God, I don't know how long, probably since he was 12 or something like that. And so he's always loved playing the guitar. And our son, Xander, grew up, well, hearing the guitar, but just the acoustic guitar, because Dudley wasn't playing electric guitar. He wasn't in bands and things like that. And we signed him up for keyboard lessons. And he started learning how to play the piano and the keyboard. And he was doing really well with that. But then he realized the same thing that you were saying, that, you know, the songs that he really wanted to play were on the guitar. And in the meantime, he had heard Dudley play electric guitar through these little headphones that he had, and he was going, wow, that's really cool. Then he started seeing the fun of it and wanting to learn, and so he started asking Dudley to show him how to do it, and he took to guitar like a duck takes to water. It was just amazing.
Oh, that's great. And I know Dudley's a wonderful guitar player. I've had the opportunity to hear some of his music, and that's just great that he makes such wonderful music and has passed it on to your son.
Yeah, they've had so much fun together, and I see your family having so much fun with music, and
we're having fun.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
My 8-year-old Max, who's my firstborn son, is just I gotta say this because my mother will kill me if I don't, but he's showing such extraordinary musical talent. And both that the keyboard and guitar, and his favorite instrument is the drums. And it's gotten to the point now where we can just sit down and jam together. And it's a beautiful thing. And I think it's just going to keep growing. I'm really looking forward to the years to come.
Oh, I am too. What's your younger son's name?
His name is Blake.
Blake.
And
he's five years old. He's five?
He's 5 years old, yes. Yeah. So he'll be in kindergarten next year.
Oh, those are such fun ages. I remember those ages really well.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I want to make sure I have time to play your song and that we can talk about it. And so
I thought
we would talk about it real briefly first, and then I'll play the song, and then we can talk about it some more.
Okay.
The song's called Fallen, and if you could tell just a little bit about the song.
Okay. The song is called Fallen for a Filipina, and this is a song I wrote for my wife and just did it for fun. I'm so glad that you chose this. I know you listened to a few different songs, and this is the one that you chose. Thank you for that. I'm very happy about that. And I wrote for my wife she kept bugging me. She said, "How come you haven't written a song for me? How come you haven't written a song for me?" So inspiration struck one day, and this is what I came up with. I recorded it in my home studio, mm-hmm. and I actually I presented it to her on Valentine's Day morning two or three years ago, and played it for her on acoustic guitar, and then gave her a CD of the recording.
Oh,
and,
that's wonderful. What a wonderful gift to give someone.
Oh, thank you. I scored big points, I'm telling you.
You know, it's a really, really fun song, and I also love the video of it, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that after the song. But right now I want to play the song first. And my only complaint about it is I think it could be a little longer. It's only 2.5 minutes. But, you know, actually all the most popular songs from the Beatles were somewhere in that range. But it's a really cool song. This is Fallen for a Filipina by Brett Boyd. Filipina. Oh, Brett,
I have fallen.
I really like that song a lot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so fun to write. And my wife is Filipina, in case you haven't guessed. So that's Filipina, Filipina.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a wonderful experience to be married to someone who comes from a different culture and a different background, and all of the challenges and joys that come with that. It's really, really a great experience, and I love my Filipino side of the family.
Yeah, it must be amazing to have the contrast, you with your blonde hair and her with her beautiful dark hair and dark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She's so exotic looking, so beautiful. And, you know, I love the video that you sent me, the link for that was originally caused me to want to play the song for the show was seeing the video and all the fun that your family, your wife, your sons are in the video.
Right.
And when
we
did
had
you do
so
the
much
video?
Fun making it. Yeah, it was about 2 years ago, and my dear friend Mike Brewing and his wife Trish helped us to make the video. In fact,
mm-hmm.
Mike is—he's a brilliant director. He's done a lot of shows for Discovery Channel and whatnot, and he happens to be a good friend. And he just said, "Hey, Brett, I want to make a video for you," and we said, "Great." So he and his wife Trish helped us do it, and there are two different locations. One we filmed in the neighbor's pool,
mm-hmm.
and it has a lot of underwater shots and
mm-hmm.
Scenes like that. And then we went out to Stinson Beach, and my wife dressed in her wedding gown from our wedding, and I wore a barong, which is the traditional formal wear in the Philippines for men.
Mm-hmm.
And Max and Blake came out with us, and we brought some drums and a little piano and a guitar, and we just danced out on the beach. And that was it. And Mike put the film together and created the music video for us.
It is so fun to watch. I really love it. And I will put the link for how people can see the video in my e-newsletter today, and I'll post it later on my Facebook as well. But
just one warning.
What?
There's a lot of kissing in the video, so you might want to let people know.
But it's not it's not an R-rated video. It's GP. Or general audience, is it?
I'd say that it's pretty G, but the kids mm-hmm. might not like it, the kissing, but it's all pretty innocent.
Oh, yeah, little kids maybe won't. But,
little
know,
kids.
Probably everybody else will be fine with it. Now, the other thing is you also play with a band called the Marinfidels, and we got
yes.
to see you perform at the Sausalito Seahorse just recently, and that was a lot of
That's
fun.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The Marinfidels are a band I'm playing with now. We haven't been playing very long, a couple years, but
mm-hmm.
a great bunch of guys. I just love playing with them. Gary, Neil, Andy, love you guys. Great musicians. We just love to play, and it's very low stress, and we have a lot of fun. And the great thing is that every time we go out and play, people just, they get up and they dance and tell us they want more. And we love it. It's just wonderful. We play, we just play our favorite songs, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s,
mm-hmm.
anything that rocks and will allow people to have a good time.
And you have a couple of upcoming shows too, don't you?
We do. As a matter of fact, the first one is May 16th. That's on a Saturday, and
mm-hmm.
it's a very special event. It's actually done by another friend of mine, Brooke Halsey, who runs the Tiburon Salmon Institute, which does educational programs for kids on conservation, on ecology.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this is the annual Salmon Kiss and Release at Blackie's Pasture. So they will be bringing a bunch of salmon fingerlings down from the mountains that they've been raising, and the
uh-huh.
kids can release the salmon into the bay at
Blackie's
Pasture.
Oh, that sounds
Pasture.
Really cool.
It's super fun, and the kids love it. It goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May
uh-huh.
16th. And I've been providing music and entertainment for the event for about the past 5 or 6 years. And this year, the Marinfidels will be playing, and
mm-hmm.
I will also have some kids from Guitar School Rocks from my music school playing as well.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah, it's fun, and the firemen do a barbecue, and it's a great time.
Is there a charge for it, or is it free?
Oh no, it's free, absolutely.
Oh,
free.
That sounds like fun. I want to come this year.
And please do.
Yeah, and then also you're going to be playing with them at the Seahorse, Sausalito Seahorse again too, right?
Yes. We love to play at the Seahorse. It's our local Southern Marin hotspot, and
mm-hmm.
it's a great place, big dance floor, big stage,
mm-hmm.
great Italian cuisine. we're going to be back there on Friday, June 5th, and we play from 9 p.m. till midnight. So bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Last time when we saw you there, there were definitely a lot of people out there dancing and having a good time. And
yeah,
it's
cool.
Definitely fun. Music is such an awesome part of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it affects us in so many profound ways. You know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and it's meant so much to me, you know, in my life. I think especially from the time I was a teenager, when I needed something to really connect with and give meaning and purpose to my life, I really found that in music. And I've just hung on to that all of these years. And now at this point in my life, I just feel very grateful and very privileged to be able to have music as what I do every day of my life.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're right. I mean, music is such, it adds so much joy to life for the people that are listening, the people that are singing along, the people that are dancing, and for the people like you that are creating it. So, you know, music to me is really a joyful part of life. And I'm so thankful for music and for singing and dancing and all the fun that comes from music.
Me too. And you're right. It's, you know, it's not just making music, but it's also listening to music. And there are a lot of benefits in both of those.
Yeah, and I was thinking, too, you know, about how music makes you want to move, you know. And my teacher, Sonia Choquette, always says that our spirit likes to move. And so music helps make you want to move and not just hold still. And so that's a really nice aspect of it as well.
Oh, that's
great.
Wow,
the time is going by really fast, as it always does on this show, but especially seems to be going fast today. And next week, I just wanted to say that next week on Wednesday, April 29th, 2015, my guest will be Anna Taylor. And during the show, we'll be talking about how Anna is living her music. And also, I'll be playing a song called Already Here, which is the title song from her album, during the show. And it's as I was telling you, Brett, before, when we talked before the show, she is just so amazing because she wrote the lyrics for all these beautiful songs. And my friend Robert Berry, our friend, he's a friend of our whole family, has a recording studio down in Campbell.
Yeah.
And so he did the music for all of these songs. And it's just such an interesting thing that they hadn't even met. They had done all this by email. Until she did a fundraiser and got all the money that she needed to come from England out to California and record the songs. So it was
really?
All done by donations.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's such a cool story. And she's a really sweet person. And she teaches about angels. And I love, I didn't know anything about angels until I met her.
Really?
So,
well, I'm
going
to have to tune in for sure. I want to hear that interview for sure.
Oh, yeah. She is a lot of fun, and she's one of the sweetest people I know, and she's what I think of as a messenger of love, you know, from the angels and from with music. And in fact, she calls herself Anna Taylor Music Angel. I think that might be her either her Facebook or one of those things that she's Anna Taylor Music Angel.
Can I use that too? Brett Boyd Music Angel?
Yeah, there you go. You are kind of like a music angel, but in guy form.
Right.
You know, and okay, now we're talking about living your passion, and I want to ask the question so I like to ask my audience during the show.
Okay.
What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and it is a beautiful planet. There's so much good on it, Brett.
There is, and the sun is coming out today. It was kind of gloomy this morning, but it's breaking right now. I'm seeing it. It's going to be a wonderful day.
I know. I'm looking out the window, and I can see blue sky and sunshine, too, and you're right. It's just, there's just always so much to be grateful for, so much to look at and be grateful for.
Yes.
Now, what are the best... What?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I'm so grateful for you, Margo, for the work that you're doing here. I think it's vital and it's very important because people need that affirmation, and they need to be reminded that their music that they hear is valuable and they need to go for it. So thank you to you for doing this. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Brett. I really, really appreciate you saying that. And I really appreciate that you and Odette bought my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, back in the old version of it. And, you know, I've got the revised edition out that came out at the end of 2013. And, you know, you
wow.
two have
cool.
been
yeah.
so supportive of me, and I really appreciate that.
Aw, well, the best is yet to come.
Oh, you got me all weepy. Now, the best ways to connect with you are your guitarschoolrocks.com website.
Yes.
And then you're also on Facebook and Twitter, correct?
Yes. Well, Facebook, I use Twitter, not very much. So you can find me at Facebook. Let's see, Brett Boyd or Guitar School Rocks.
Okay.
Also, if you'd like to see the video, I'll just throw this out there. We talked about the video. You can go on YouTube and just for search Fallen for a Filipina, F-I-L-I-P-I-N-A, and it will come up.
That's good.
Or you can send me an email at guitarschoolrocks@gmail.com.
Okay, guitarschoolrocks@gmail.com, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that video is really, really, really fun. I really love that video, and I love the song, and I love how much you and your family have such a good time together and how the music has really brought all of you together. So many people think that if you're a rock musician that you're going to lead a lonely, egotistical life, and you are such an example of someone who is living a wonderful family life and is having fun and... You know, your family all have fun together.
It's the domestic groove. Actually, I got this expression from Carlos Santana. He mentioned it in his book, The Universal Tone, and he talked about the time when he's at home, he gets in a domestic groove, and I could really relate to that because that's kind of how I feel. You know, every day we're emptying the dishwasher and taking out the trash, but we're also making music.
Wow. I love that. I just love hearing about your outlook on it all, and I wish we had even more time to talk about your time in Japan and all of the other things that you have done. I think I'm going to have you back on the show sometime so that we can talk.
Oh, that would be great.
Talk about more of those things. And
I'd love to share more. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. We've got a little over a minute left. What's one really quick thing that you'd like to say before we run out of time?
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you for that. I just want to encourage people to continue to make music a part of their lives. And, you know, if you play an instrument, I know it's not easy, but just keep working on it, and the joy that you will get from it will be 100 times more than the sorrow that is involved in doing the work. So go for it and put down the iPad and pick up the guitar.
I love that. Put down the iPad and the computer also and even the iPhone and pick up
and
the guitar.
And even the iPhone.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brett, for being on my show. Thank you, everyone out there, for listening. And I am wishing everyone a wonderful, happy, joyful, fun, and musical week.
Yes. All right on. And rock on.
Bye for now, Brett. Bye for now, everyone. Have a great week.
Okay, bye, Margo.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.